Exactly. And of course, next week you'll get your season started, and the forecast calling pretty much 70 degree temps all of next week.
You know, it'd be nice if we could see that for the duration of our season, but we know that won't happen. But, you know, right now, next week looks to be very nice. We kick off on Thursday. We go to Sutherland for the North Platte Invitational. Going to be a very competitive meet. You know, even though it's our first meet, it's a little smaller meet as far as number of teams. Still going to be, you know, 8 or 9 teams there, and it's going to be a very competitive race. You know, we're going to have Ogallala there. North Platte will be there. They always have some good runners, boys, girls. Mullen's there, and they had a couple years ago, last year, had a couple young ladies that were really good runners. So, you know, it's going to be a very competitive meet. We'll go compete and do the best we can. You know, we got St. Pat's again, Cozad, Broken Bow. Broken Bow has some very good runners. So, it's going to be a very nice race. I like the course. It has some hills. It has some flat. So it's a kind of a combination of everything. So and it looks like the temperature is going to be really nice. So I have no complaints about that at all today,
Rich. No question about it. Is this like year three at that meet up
yes,
there?
Yes, it is. Year three or four. Really, I can't tell you. You know, when we kicked back a couple years ago to everybody starting at the same time of season, it used to be some sports could start a week earlier than others. And then the NSA decided we could all start on this given day. They gave us an extra week for a meet, so they allowed us to have a meet a week earlier. So this is where that meet came into play. Otherwise, you know, our first meet was usually like Cozad or whatever. We've kind of switched that to go to Minden. So it's a newer meet, but it's still a great meet. Just going to Sutherland, which is just south of the interstate, right there by the reservoir. Just a beautiful little course. Just great place to go run.
You did more testing, last week. Do you know for this first meet, who's going to be your varsity kids?
Well, you know, everybody's going to step into the line for varsity because there's not going to be we don't have to designate anybody as varsity yet. So they're going to allow us to run like all the high school boys will go together, all the high school girls will go together. So the girls will run first starting at 9 a.m. on Thursday. The boys will follow about 40 minutes later. Then it'll be junior high girls, and then it'll be junior high boys. So we're going to run 4 races that day. When they first started it, we did 6 races. I was really glad to see them combine because it's really early in the season. And it's nice to have your kids kind of compete against each other because that's kind of who they're used to running with. Gives them a little knowledge on where they're at in a race and who they're running with. It also makes it a little more competitive meet, you know, when you throw them all together. So I really enjoy the fact that we run them all together. We don't have to decide who's varsity just yet. Because you never know. Some kids run a lot faster come race day. They train a little different. So it's just nice to see just everybody run together. But we did a morning run yesterday. We did a VO2 max just to see how many meters we can cover in a given time. And, you know, I thought we looked pretty good yesterday morning. It was I think about this yesterday. You ask a lot out of your kids. You know, you get them up early in the morning, which kids don't particularly like. They're not normally morning people anyway. And then you get them out of bed early, you know, because we started at 6:15 yesterday. And then you expect them to get out and give a great effort, you know, at that time of day. So, you know, I was really appreciative that they came out and did that. You know, I thought they ran really well. Some could have been a little better. Some could have been worse, you know, but I thought the boys ran really well. I thought the girls ran really well. So it was pretty exciting to see, you know, like Axel Blomstedt and Warren Witt were our two lead guys yesterday. And they were running faster than they ran a year ago, which is nice to see. And I thought they looked stronger than a year ago. Looked more fluid running around the track, so it was really nice to see. They worked together really well. So, you know, Blake Rodewald was there for a little bit, but he's been battling a little bit of an injury. It's not really an injury. It's just some tightness that he has going. Just something that he has to get stretched out and worked out. It's just one of those things that creeps up, especially on runners when they increase mileage or change what they've been doing a little bit. They'll have some issues once in a while.
Well, you know, I think you touched on it last week. A lot of these kids, you know, they put the miles in, and that's good to see.
Yes, it is. You know, I know these guys did a lot of miles over the summer, and it might have been different miles. You know, they could have been swimming. They were very active through the summer, and a lot of it was running. So, you know, that's really showing off for them. And those guys, those two boys, Axel and Warren, last year were not what you would call mature young men by any stretch. And they've grown quite a bit over the last year. They're stronger than they were a year ago. So that's gonna, and they're just going to continue to get better as they get a little older. So it's going to be exciting to watch them guys run. You know, Kevin Wolf, I thought, ran really well. Just nice to see. I was just very pleased with all the way our kids ran, all the way through down to the junior high. So it's pretty exciting to see. You know, you never know, because the work has been a little harder to get in with all the heat we've had going on. Really, it was, well, it's, you know, hope to survive the day, because it's, the humidity was high, the heat was high, so you really have to keep an eye on them and make sure that you're monitoring how they're doing, because kids aren't accustomed to necessarily being in the heat like we once were. Just how society is today, you know, everybody has a lot of air conditioning. 25 years ago, it wasn't quite that way. You know, school wasn't air conditioned, and so we sat in hot rooms, and kids were more acclimated. They drank a lot better, more water. So, you know, it's just a change, and just something we have to deal with and get through. And hopefully, this fall goes on and stays cooler, and it'll just allow us to run faster.
I saw your kids the other day about 3:30, 4 o'clock, running down Q Street, and it was hot. I bet it was 96, 97 degrees. I called Coach Sugar and says, this just hurts me watching them. But I know they're young kids. A lot of those kids are in good running shape, but still, on those hot days, you got to run at it, because you never know. We're going to have some hot days ahead.
That's very possible. You know, we're going to have some hot days coming. Most likely, it'll be Heritage Hills. It's just, we have to get accustomed to that. And I've told them before, you know, I am not afraid. If we show up to a meet and I think that it's too hot to run, then we'll just load back on the bus and come home. It's really not worth the health risk to me. As a younger coach, I was, you know, probably I would have had them run. As an older coach, you know, you become a little more leery of some of those things and more aware, you know, thinking that they're not quite as invincible as they think they are. So you become a little more cautious and, you know, really make sure you're taking care of your kids. So, because I've had a few that had issues with heat, and that is not fun. And the more of those you have, the fewer you want. So really become very cautious about that.
Shorter workouts,
a little more rest in between. The intensity's still there, you know, you just cut down on the load. So it's just different things that you do. You know, there's a few days we did a few runs, you know, just kept them close, let them run for a few minutes, have them rest, run a few more minutes, have them rest. So you just really got to keep an eye on them, because that heat can really sneak up on you. So we just got to be cautious.
Well, if you want to follow more in cross country, we always plug our good buddy Jay Slagle over at Prep Running Nerd. He's starting to put out all the previews and all the classes here this week. And if you want to find out who's going to be good in all those classes, you go to that site. And I'm sure, you know, Class B is going to be tough. And you're going to see, as you said, a lot of good Class C schools too.
100%. You know, there's a lot of good runners out there. And Class B last fall for the girls was really loaded. And it's not going to be any different, you know. Emma Cappell is one of our, she's our returning lead girl. Brecken Gale's right there with her. It'll be, again, a battle for us just to qualify anybody to get to the state meet, you know, because of the way that we set up our districts, you know. It's just going to be a little, this is tough. Mm-hmm. It's because there's a lot of good runners out there. You know, last year Emma runs right at 20 minutes at the state meet, and, you know, very, very few years that does not place. Well, last year, that did not place. Mm-hmm. Run 20 minutes on that course and not place is pretty crazy to me. You know, the winner, you know, the all-class gold come out of Class B. They ran in the 18s. I think there was three girls under 19 last year. It was just phenomenal to me. So seeing some very good runners. And it's very exciting. Makes for great competition. Just makes kids better runners. So it's really fun to watch.
Thank you for coming by this morning.
Gotcha.
And get ready for the first meet. What time does it start again next week?
9 a.m. at Sutherland. Yeah. South, it's just south of Sutherland. So, yep. So should be a good day. You know, we have to leave a little earlier, but we get to run when it's cool.
Yeah.
Kids will really appreciate that. So.